بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم: أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, there is a company in India, an IT company, which since many of you trade on stocks, you probably have heard the name. It's called Infosys. It's traded on NASDAQ. Market cap as on this morning is 77.8 billion. 250,000 employees worldwide. The reason I'm telling you about this company is because the founder of the company is a man called Narayana Murthy. And many years ago, he was telling me the story of how they started, and they started with 10,000 Indian rupees. Today the company is worth $77-78 billion. So he said, when we started with that money, obviously they couldn't start the company with that money, they needed more money. So he said, we went to angel investors, we went to individual people, and I offered them stock of the company. So I told him, why didn't you go to the bank? He said, strange, you asked me that question. I said, I know, I mean, it's haram for me, but not for you. He said, interest destroys wealth. And this is a Hindu Brahmin saying this. He said, interest destroys wealth. And on a side note, Infosys at $78 billion has no bank debts. Never had. Not from day one. So anyway, he said, when we went to people requesting them to invest in Infosys, he said, I found three kinds of people. One, who told me to buzz off. They said, sorry, don't have the money, go away. He said there was another bunch of people who gave money not because they believed in me, not because they believed the company would come to anything, but because now this guy, I know him, he's my friend, he's my nephew, he's my, you know, somebody's relative, whatnot. I can't just send him away. So here, take some money. So they bought some shares. He said there was a third kind of people who actually knew me, they knew what we were doing, they believed in me, and they invested. Today, Infosys is probably the company which has the highest number of dollar millionaires among the shareholders. Highest number. He said, today, those people who chased me away, they tell me, you should have forced us to buy the share. Namurthy says, how can I force anybody? I mean, I offered you the share. You didn't take it. The other two who took the share, they are sitting on millions of dollars worth of capital. But the ones who didn't take the share, now they see the value of the share and they say, you should have forced us. He said, how can I force you? I can't force you. I can offer you the share. Why am I telling this story? I'm telling you the story, and before I tell you why, I'm sure you must have guessed it already, but anyway, let me tell you something that Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi said, one of the great scholars of Tabi'in. Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi said that the racehorse, when he is nearing the end of the race, puts his entire heart and soul into that running. He's trying to, maybe he goofed up a little bit in the beginning of the race, he didn't really put in too much of effort, but now he is seeing the finish line, and the racehorse puts his, he'll break his heart to win the race.
He said, have more sense than a horse. He said, have more sense than a horse. Because now we are in the last 4 days of Ramadan. The finish line is right there. What are we going to do? Let us ask ourselves, in these days which went past, 26 days, we are on the 26th day today. In these 26 days, how many times did I go to Costco? How many times did I go to TJ Maxx? How many times did I go, I don't know where? And how many times did I come to the masjid? How many times was I chasing samosas or God knows what food for iftar? And, you know, I had this, I had that, I need this variety, that variety. How many times did we come here to listen to the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Especially because I recorded the qiraat of our dearest brother, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Khalti, in Warsh, day before yesterday, when he led Qiyam, and I requested him, so at my request he is reading it in Warsh. I recorded that and I sent it to some of my friends. People wept. You know why they wept? Not because of the khirat. Khirat, of course, the beautiful khirat. They wept because they are saying, I am sitting here in Qatar and there is no Taraweeh. And there is no Qiyam. I am sitting in a Muslim country, in an Arab country, in a Muslim country, in the most beautiful masajid anywhere. There is no Qiraat, there is no Taraweeh, there is no Qiyam. And this is not only from one place. Many places. I sent him a picture. I sent them. They asked me, where are you? I said, I'm here. This is my etikaf cubicle. They're crying. They said, there is no etikaf. We cannot do etikaf. We want to do etikaf. We cannot do etikaf. We want to pray Taraweeh. There is no Taraweeh. We want to pray Qiyam. There is no Qiyam. Muslim countries. Here, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us masajid which are open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us qiyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his beautiful slave all the way from Morocco. The man left his family. He is here. For what? For what? You think for whatever money you are paying him? La hawla la quwwata illa billah. The man owns horses, man, for God's sake. You think he came here to pay for because the money you're paying him? You think he came here because he's never been in a plane before, he's sitting in a plane? He came here for the love of Allah. He came here as a gift from Subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalal. Do we have value? All we need to do is to come here and stand. That's it. He is the one who has to remember, recall, recite. Now maintain the order of it which comes before. All we need to do is to stand. If you can't stand, sit down. No problem. Now you understand why I told you Narayana Murthy's story, Infosys story? Because on the day of judgment, there will be people who will say, what? Somebody should have forced me. You should have caught me by the scruff of my stupid neck and dragged me to the masjid and shoved me inside the masjid. Why didn't you do that? There will be people who will say that. Let us not be among those people. Let us be among those people who say, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah gave me the opportunity. I did my best to avail of that opportunity. Let us not fall into this trap, my brothers and sisters. This dunya, believe me, how many times you and I have gone to funerals. That's why I don't like to go to Khabaristans. You know why? People will pray Salatul Janaza. They will go and put somebody in the grave. And while walking away from them, they will talk about which car they want to buy. or which TV set they want to buy. You are still in the cemetery, for God's sake. You buried somebody, you put somebody 6 feet in the ground. The car, their car didn't go into the... Did you bury the car with them? No. Did you bury the TV set with them? No. Did you bury the jewelry with them? No. And you haven't even left the cemetery. You're walking to the car in the cemetery and you are talking about which car you want to buy. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. This is this dunya. You think if you die or I die tomorrow, people are going to stop working? You think if I drop dead, people are going to say, oh Allah, subhanallah, how beautiful. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Nobody will do it. Let us look after ourselves. Let us make sure that the opportunities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, let us use them. You know the fundraising that has been happening in the masjid. You know why I don't do fundraising? Because to me, to stand in the house of Allah and to ask ghairullah to help, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Don't give. I am standing in the house of Allah. I will not ask you. If I have to ask, I will ask my Rabb Jalla Jalalu. If he wants to run the masjid, let him run it. If he wants to shut it, let him shut it. You know why you should give? Because you need it. Not the masjid. Allah does not need you. Allah does not need your money. Keep it. Take it into your grave if you can take it. You need it. You need to give it. You need, it is your need. Ask yourself, how much ajr do I want? Because it's a matter of multiplication. Do the sums, pull out your phones. Do it now, pull out the phone. Pull your phone out. Open the calculator. Do the sum. $1,000 multiplied by how much? 70 times minimum. In this month, multiply by 70. Then multiply by 365 for the year. Then by 83 for 83 years for Laylatul Qadr. Then another 3 months, so another 90. You will come to around 4 million something. And that is only because we count. My Rabb does not count when he gives. You think Allah counts? Do you think Allah is an accountant? He's sitting there with a spreadsheet. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. You want somebody to stand here and say, give money to the masjid? La, I'd cry, I'd weep. I said, Ya Allah, we have reached the stage. People should be coming and grabbing people like Dr. Ali and Brother Abdul Sattar and so on. Take this money. Take this money. If somebody stands here and says fundraising, stand up and pull that man back and say, sit down here. Don't talk about fundraising. Do not insult us. You want to ask Ghairullah for money for Allah? Na'udhu Billah. Give because you need it. And if you don't think you need it, don't give it. My Rabb does not need it, believe me. If you don't think you need it, don't give it. Keep it. Take it with you in your qabr. Let us get real, my brothers and sisters. Let us get real. We are talking about the month of dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us 5 ways, and I'm going to be very brief. You will get the text of this khutbah with the end, and my other khutbah went out, and that is in detail. And also you will get the text, you read it. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these 2 ayats. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ ضُلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. In Surah Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and see that how Allah gave these people hearts. Wallah. His Anbiya. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "Oh my Rabb, they have indeed led astray many among mankind. But whoever follows me, verily he is from me. He is of me. And whoever disobeys me, still you are indeed Ghafoor Rahim. You are most forgiving, most merciful." He's not saying whoever follows me is from me. Whoever does not follow me, disobeys me, punish him. No. He says, "Ya Allah, even if he disobeyed me, so please forgive him." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited this ayah in Salah and he's weeping and weeping. And then he recited another ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah. إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. This is Isa alayhi salam. If you punish them, Ya Rab, إِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ, they are your slaves. They are your slaves. إِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ, they are your slaves. If you punish them, you can punish them. They are your slaves. And if you forgive them, verily you, only you, are the Almighty and All-Wise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept and wept. And he kept saying, Rabbi Ummati, Rabbi Ummati, Rabbi Ummati. Oh Rabb, my Ummah. Oh my Rabb, my Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does these things to establish the proof in favor of his slave. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam and says, "Why?" Ask him, why is he crying? Why is he grieved? Of course Allah knows. Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, "Ya Rasulallah, your Rabb wants to know why you are weeping. Why are you sad? Why are you grieved?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ya Jibreel, what happens to my ummah? What will happen to my ummah?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, "Tell him, we will make him happy with regard to his ummah." وَلَا سَوْفَ يُوْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And verily your Rabb will give you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you will be well pleased. This is the Nabi. This is the Nabi. We spend our whole lives trying to please Allah. And we say, "Oh Allah, take one, just one sujood of mine. Just one little thing of mine. If it pleases you, khalas, I'm good." And that Rabb is saying to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I will please you." And what is his response when he says, "Wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda?" That day Allah will give you until you are pleased. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Then I will not be pleased if even one of my ummah is in Jahannam. I will not be pleased even if one person is in Jahannam." Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to say to the people of Iraq, he used to say to them, "You think that the ayat of greatest hope in the Quran is, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O Ibadi, say, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves by committing sins, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Truly He is of forgiving, most merciful." Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to say that you think this is the ayat of greatest hope. But he says, "But we, the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah, we consider the ayat of greatest hope to be wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he will not be pleased until every single person is saved. Rasulullah said, two eyes will never be touched by the fire of Jahannam. An eye which weeps out of the fear of Allah, and an eye which spends the night in guarding the cause of Allah. And brothers and sisters, come to the masjid. Come to the masjid. Listen to the Quran. Cry and weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one tear is enough to save you, inshallah, on the day of judgment. It won't happen wherever else you are. It will happen in the masjid. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her, may Allah raise her darajat, may Allah be accept her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat to in witness for her. The position of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, if you understand, she reports, she said, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, this is in Tahajjud, he was praying, he was sitting, he was crying, he cried until his beard was wet, and he continued to cry until the ground under his feet became wet. When it was Fajr time, Bilal radiallahu anhu came and he informed him about the time. Seeing him crying, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you cry so much? But when Allah has forgiven you, He has forgiven whatever you may have done in the past and whatever you might do in the future. Why you saying, why? They felt the pain. He said, why are you crying so much? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not be a grateful slave? And then he said, an ayat was revealed upon me just now, tonight. And he says, woe to him who recites it and does not reflect on its meaning. And what is that ayat? And then he recited, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد خزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. I will not recite the meaning of this because you all know these ayat of Surah Al Imran. And Alhamdulillah, we can all bear witness. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, woe to the one who does not reflect on it. We can all bear witness that before Ramadan started, I did 10 khutbahs on this one ayah, and I'm going to do another 2 or 3 more to complete this, inshallah. So we have reflected and we will continue to reflect, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, among the 5 things that contribute to the acceptance of dua, the first one is to weep for the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is confession of sin, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Every turnaround comes from the realization that we need to turn around. And believe me, despite being in COVID for 2 years now, if still the penny hasn't dropped that we need to turn around, then something is very seriously wrong. Allah asked this question, Jalla Jalaluhu, 14 centuries ago, فَأَيْنَ تَذَبُونَ, where are you going? What did we do with that? We did with that what we do with the whole of the Quran. We focus on the tajweed. the pronunciation. We focus on memorization. We focus on calligraphy. We have qirat competitions. We focus on the lahan, how the beautiful recitation of the Quran. What we do not focus on is to live by that Quran. Because here is Allah asking a question. Allah is saying, where are you going? What is our answer? Did we answer the question? It's a question, right? So if you ask me, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, if you ask a group of people, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, and they reply to you, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, what will you say? I'm asking you, where are you going? So what are you saying to me? Where are you going? Where are you going? Say wa, not v. Eh? Don't say tazhabun. Say tazhabun. Not tazhabun. Doesn't matter if you came from Pakistan. We all Urdu speakers, we say za. No. Say tazhabun. You can say tazhabun until you bite your tongue off. It is still not the answer. Allah is asking for an answer. Allah is asking you a question. So what did Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us run into a wall. The wall called, what is the name of the wall? Corona. COVID. He brought us to a dead halt. He said, now tell me, where are you going? That's why I said, even now, if it hasn't dropped, the penny hasn't dropped, that I need to change my ways. I need to change my life. I need to change my priorities. I need to change my attitudes. I need to change my actions. Even if this does not happen now, then only Allah knows what will happen. Let us not wait for the time when the malaika come. Let's not wait for that time. My brothers and sisters, number three, dua made with reference to previous deeds, the wasila. The wasila is not a human being. The wasila is our own actions. And you know, we have the hadith of the three people who got trapped in the cave and so on and so forth. What is my wasila? To be able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with reference to previous deeds, I must have previous deeds. So let me do something only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep that very safely. Today, social media has destroyed this. The greatest tool of shaitan is Facebook. The greatest tool of shaitan is Instagram. Because you do something, you give $10, then you put a picture of that. You feed two people, then you put a picture. Khalas! The deed is gone, finished. Please, protect your ikhlas. Do something which only Allah knows. Sure, in terms of raising money, so on and so forth, you can talk about what you have donated as a matter of encouraging other people. But believe me, it is better not to say anything. Do it for Allah. Let only Allah know. Let Allah be the witness. Let people think whatever they think, you don't care. Let Allah be the witness. Protect our deeds. Number four, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, the dua is muallaq. It is suspended until salat and salam is sent on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua must be bracketed. Think about it like a bracket. You know, the two brackets, parentheses. Start with durud, end with durud. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durud, make your dua. Durud, say ameen. Inshallah, the dua is accepted. And number five, facing the Qibla. Dua can be made in any situation, any place. There are no conditions. These are bonuses. It does not mean that you made dua and you could not face the Qibla, that your dua is rejected. No, it's not rejected. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Uduni. Ask me, astajib lakum, I will give you. He didn't say, ask me, face the Qibla. No. But we know from the hadith, of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, where his uncle was killed in battle, And before he died, he said to him, "O the son of my brother, go and give my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radhiyallahu anhu, he said, and Hafiz Ibn al-Hajar, we'll come to that. He came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying down on a cot which had a mat on it with woven date palms. And when he heard this news, he got up, he asked for water, he made wudu, he faced the Qibla, and then he raised his hands and he said, "O Allah, forgive your slave Abu Amir." And he said, "O Allah, make him on the day of resurrection superior to many of your creatures, your human creatures." Now Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radhiyallahu anhu, these people, they took advantage of the situation. So he said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, can you make dua for me also?" So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Allah, forgive the sins of Abdullah ibn Khais," that was his name, "and admit him to a good entrance on the day of judgment." So Hafiz Ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his kitab Fathul Bari, he said making dua in a state of wudu and facing the Qibla is mustahab, inshaAllah. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, before that, one of my favorite hadiths, let me not miss that out. Safan bin Muhriz al-Mazini, radiallahu anhu, he says, "When I was on my way along with Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and he was holding my hand, suddenly a man came to him and he said, 'What did you hear Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying about the confidential secret talk?' And he said, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and this is a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim and in Majah and Sahih hadith, he said, 'I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, on the day of judgment, Allah will draw near to a believer. Ask Allah to make all of you that person.' Say, I mean." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah will draw close to a believer. And then he will say to him, "Did you do such and such sin?" And he will say, "Yes, my Rabb." Then Allah will remind him for another one. "Did you do such and such a sin?" He will say, "Yes, my Rabb." Because how is he going to deny Allah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this conversation will continue until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him confess all his sins. And the believer will think that I am ruined, I am finished, now I am into the Jahannam. Because all my sins directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have been made to confess, nothing, nowhere to hide, nowhere to go. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "I concealed your sins in the world, and I'm concealing them here. I forgive you, go to Jannah." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. My brothers and sisters, let me remind you that we are finally in this period, one of the nights of which is Laylatul Qadr. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this Laylatul Qadr. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's booster for us to fill our book of deeds with the best of deeds, which is the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us not waste this time in socializing and iftar parties and I don't know what else, useless things. Let us treasure this. Because believe me, Ramadan will come again and again and again until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps this world. But I don't know if I will be there. In my family, in the last 2 weeks, I lost two of my relatives. And as I speak to you today, there are three of my closest friends who are on ventilators in ICUs in India. Three of them. And two more on oxygen, not on a ventilator. So five of them. Allah knows best. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this Ramadan in good health and has given us the opportunity to worship Him and excellence in that. 1 year ago, we were playing, same period, we were praying at home. No Taraweeh, masjid locked up. And we were crying. Many of us, oh Allah, Allah, you know what, masjid, when is the masjid, when will it open, when will, now what is open, excuse me? So where are you? Please, come to the masjid. There should be a problem. The masjid, these organizers, they should have a problem to say there are so many people, how to accommodate them? Sorry, I pardon me, we can't, please go home. They should say that. Not one single day did that happen. We have spaces. Don't let that happen, please. Fill the masjid. Come here and go home because there is no place. Huh? Register yourself and so on, follow the rules. But point is, come, take advantage. Because this period is going to end. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu grant us Laylatul Qadr. And in that Laylatul Qadr, we have the hadith again of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. She asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what must I ask? And what did he say? What did he tell her? Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afu. Tuhibbul afa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are forgiving and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to forgive you, to fill your kitab, your book of deeds with the best of deeds, and to reward you in keeping with the best of those deeds. And this is Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards in keeping with the best of the deeds. Remember, we did many, many, many things. But one which Allah liked, this is the mercy of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and His generosity, nobody can equal that. Allah will take that one thing which He accepted and He will make all those deeds equal to that one. But there is nothing if there is no deed. There has to be something there. So I ask Allah to fill your kitab with good deeds. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable all of you to take full advantage of this beautiful opportunity that He has given us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from all the evil that which you know and you don't know. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in ways that you cannot imagine, from sources that you cannot imagine, as He has promised. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among the muttaqoon, the people who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among people who love ibadah, who don't complain about how this is long, who thank Allah, alhamdulillah, it is long, because all that period I will be rewarded for. If I left that ibadah and I went somewhere else, at best I will be questioned, at worst I'll be punished. But if you are in salah, if you are in the masjid, you will not be punished, you will be rewarded for that. Ask Allah to give you that sweetness of ibadah, the sweetness of good deeds. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you people who look forward to that, who run behind it, who chase behind it, who try to do as much as they can because they are sure and they know that one day this will end. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يضل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة